If it's okay with both you guys, we could just pick off where we left off last time. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's
Okay.
fine.
The last question I asked, the question I asked last week, was about the murder of Officer Tippett and about how J.M. Poe marked the shells at the scene of the crime, and then at the Warren Commission, those the bullets presented to Officer J.M. Poe didn't have the initials on them. Mr. Corbett.
Okay. Well, that was two of the four shells that Poe had turned in. The other two, there was no question about them being the shells at the scene. As far as Poe, Detective Lavelle said that it was not unusual for officers to fail to do that. He said a lot of times they think they've marked the evidence and they forget to do it. So, you know, the two other shells, there was no question about them being at the scene. They've been turned in.
Who found these shells, John?
What's that?
Who found these shells?
Several people found the shells.
Benavides found two of them.
Yeah, he found two of them, and the other two, the names are escaping me. I think the Davis was the one.
Which Davis? There were two of them.
The woman. I'd have to check.
Kenya Davis?
Yeah, I believe so. I think.
You know her
one.
Phone number was found in Jack Ruby's notebook.
So what?
Don't you think that should have been investigated?
Who found it?
It's in the 26 volumes that you never read, John.
Let me ask who you found it?
John, what kind of an umpire were you? What level?
I've got to double A.
Double A?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to study the rule book?
I did.
You did? So that's your qualification then, huh?
That was one of them, yes.
Okay.
Where
what's your qualification to speak on the Kennedy assassination? What have you read? You've already told us you haven't read. All you've read was Reader's Digest copy of the Warren Report.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm glad you brought this up, because Tom's so proud of his 26 volumes, but I don't think he really understands what the 26 volumes is. The Warren Commission report is the conclusions reached by the Warren Commission. It is not...
The Warren report is 888 pages, consisting of, number one, the charges against Oswald, number two, their conclusions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
10 months
the conclusions, the conclusion...
Was supposed to be based on 26 volumes of evidence and testimony.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, would you let me finish my point before you interrupt me again?
Go ahead.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's contained in the 26 volumes are not the conclusions of the Warren Commission.
Testimony that the conclusions are based on.
I thought you were not going to interrupt me.
Yeah, it did sound like...
Then tell the truth, damn you.
Well, when I get done talking, you can make your point. Would you allow me to make mine?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, what the 26 volumes contain are the raw data upon which the conclusions were reached by the Warren Commission.
Right.
Okay, a lot of the data in there is contradictory. There's
right.
good data, there's bad data, and there's irrelevant data. Now, the Warren Commission had to sift through all that information to determine which information was reliable, which was unreliable, what was irrelevant.
What was the relevancy of Jack Ruby's mother's dentures?
It was irrelevant.
24 pages of it.
That's exactly my point. It's not relevant.
Then why put
that's
it in?
Sure. Because they collected it.
Uh-huh. Why?
I don't
Ruby
know why.
Accused of biting Oswald to death?
You just made my point. There is so much in those 26 volumes that isn't even relevant to the assassination.
Let me tell you
but
what
the Warren Commission. Okay, you tell me.
They had to fill up pages of 10 million words to make people think that there was a very thorough investigation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, brother, and this is the best you can do after 47 years?
That's right.
Okay. Here's the deal. After 47 years, there's never been one shred of evidence of a conspiracy.
Yes, sir.
To show evidence of a conspiracy, you have to do one of two things. You need to show evidence that somebody other than Oswald fired a shot at JFK on November 22nd. Or you have to show that Oswald was acting on behalf of somebody other than himself. I have
not to prove that he fired a rifle that day. Page 560 of your Warren report proves he didn't. The paraffin tests on his cheeks were negative.
Okay.
Page 560 of your Warren report. As soon as they arrested him, they performed paraffin tests on him.
Yes, they did.
The tests on his cheeks were negative, proving he did not fire a rifle that day.
No, it does not prove that.
Well, how to prove to me that he did fire a rifle that day, then.
Okay, first of all, we have the eyewitness who identified it.
Which eyewitness?
Howard Brennan.
Howard Brennan was a liar, a proven liar. And he
okay.
needed, when, he, yeah, when they yeah. wanted him to go to the House Select Committee,
okay.
he wanted immunity.
Okay, you asked me a question. Now, you want the evidence that Oswald fired the rifle.
That's what I want.
Okay, first of all, his ownership of the rifle was established through a paper trail a mile long.
Questionable paper trail, my friend. You're not aware of that?
Here's my point. I mean, he's not going to let me answer his question.
Yeah, Mr. Rossley. Yeah, let him... Well, it seems that all the evidence that you do bring, Mr. Rossley, you have a counter to. Is that right?
Yep.
Right. Well, here's the whole thing.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Corbett. Is there any solid, indisputable evidence about Lee Oswald's guilt? Is there anything that you guys study this more than most?
Absolutely no doubt in my mind that Lee Harvey Oswald shot and killed John F. Kennedy. He shot and killed J.D. Tippit.
What do you think the best for President Kennedy? What's the best evidence that you have for? What would be the main number one point that you would point to?
I don't think there is. It's the body of evidence taken as a whole.
Okay.
Any one piece of evidence can be attacked, and that's the whole strategy of the conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Warren Commission lying repeatedly. That's what it is. When facts have to be supported by lies, they are no longer facts. Unless you're practicing Nazi justice.
Okay, I'd like to make a point here.
Sure.
I'm allowed to do it.
Yes.
Tom cannot provide a shred of evidence that there was another shooter that day. He cannot provide any evidence that Oswald was acting on behalf of anybody else. Now, he can't do that. And no conspiracy theorist can do that.
I've never heard
so
that. Well,
excuse me, I would like to finish a point more once.
Yes.
Okay. The whole strategy of the conspiracy theorists, since they have no evidence of their own, is to attack the Warren Commission. Mm-hmm. And they attack it piecemeal. They never look at the body of evidence as a whole. All the hard physical evidence points at one man and one man only, Lee Harvey Oswald. And they're only, because they have no evidence on their side of another shooter, and no evidence
that there was another shooter.
That there is no evidence that Oswald was acting on behalf of anybody. So what you do is you attack the Warren Commission, you second guess them, and you think that proved, that is evidence of a conspiracy. Even if that were true, that would not be evidence of a conspiracy, but it is not true.
Now, you want to know about John Dean, about Patrick Dean. It's volume 5, page 254 through 258.
Okay.
I answered your question from Sunday.
Okay, what's your
testimony is also in volume 12, 415 through 449.
What's your question?
That was an answer to what you asked me last Sunday.
Regarding what now?
Regarding Patrick Dean.
Oh, okay.
When, Warren Commission lawyer tried to get him to change his testimony.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't help or hurt his career in law enforcement.
Okay.
Excuse me. What was said? Instead of you giving your interpretation, why don't you
quote what was
said?
Bert Glippin went off the record and told him that he could either help him or hurt him in his law enforcement career if he's willing to change his testimony.
And that's in the official record.
That's I just gave you where it was. You want to? You got a pencil?
Okay.
You know how to use it. Volume 5, 254 through 258.
And that says that Burt Griffin told him he could help him.
That's what he testified to the Warren Commission.
Okay.
Now, did you write it down?
All right.
And so the other one is volume 12, 415 through 449.
Where's the evidence of a conspiracy?
Suborning perjury is a felony, you...
Okay, I'd grant you if you could prove that he was suborning perjury. That where is the evidence of
conspiracy? I just told you where you can find...
Where is the evidence that somebody other than Oswald fired a shot at John F. Kennedy?
Several witnesses said the shots came from the grassy knoll. Even John Connally said it suspected that it was an automatic rifle, the shots were so quick.
Several witnesses thought they heard the shots coming from that direction, mm-hmm. and they were contradicted by other evidence, by other witnesses who thought the shots came from the direction of the Texas School Book Depository. There is corroborating evidence to support the witnesses who the shots come from the book depository.
There is corroborating evidence.
Okay, we already mentioned Howard Brennan last
week. Yes, we did.
We've got three spent shells found at the location where Howard Brennan saw.
Our original report said there were two spent shells there.
Oh, Tom, ridiculous. And then we have a rifle.
That you never read, John.
And then we have a rifle.
Evidence that you never read.
Then we have the rifle that was proven through ballistic matching to have matched the only bullets recovered from the shooting. That is the only rifle in the world that could have fired those bullets. So there's your corroborating evidence of shooters, of a shooter from the Texas School Book Depository. Where is your corroborating evidence of a shooter from a grassy knoll?
Several witnesses.
What corroborates them? What corroborates the witnesses who thought the shot came
from the
grassy knoll?
More than one witness is corroboration.
So if one witness is unable to determine the location, you think another witness corroborates it. Witness can be mistaken,
came from the grassy knoll, and other witnesses corroborated it. There's your corroboration, John. John, have you ever heard of Fred Whitehurst?
Okay, tell me about Fred Whitehurst.
Well, I asked you, have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Fred Whitehurst was in charge of the FBI laboratory. And he admitted, he's a whistleblower, John. He admitted that 90% of all the FBI evidence is tampered with.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did, John. Look it up.
Where would I look that up?
Why don't you Google Fred Whitehurst, FBI?
Okay, so this is not in any official record.
Well, he's an official. Fred Whitehurst ran the FBI laboratory.
That is not
official. You don't know what's going on. You don't listen. You don't read. You don't listen either.
Tom, you love to quote things that you love to say that you base your findings, your beliefs on official records, but then you throw these things that are not part of any official record. They were not
Fred
taken under oath.
About as official as you can get. He was
since
in you total command of the FBI laboratory.
Since you wanted to go back to last week, and this is along the same lines, let's revisit your claim that three different the shells found at the scene of Tippit murder came from three separate guns.
Yep.
Okay, who told you that?
Who told me that? The guy that taught ballistics at Quantico.
And what was his name?
Paternetti. Robert D. Paternetti.
And when did he examine the shells?
When did he examine them? I don't know, a year or two ago?
Oh, he did. He examined the shells.
No, not the shells.
Oh, what's
the Warren Commission? The Warren Commission exhibit of the shells,
which was what, a photograph?
Yep.
And this is okay. And how did he get that photograph?
I sent it to him.
You emailed it to him, right?
Yep. No,
okay.
I transferred it to him right through Paltalk.
Through Paltalk, but
yep.
It was over the internet.
Yep.
So he's looking at one internet image of the shells found at the Tippit scene.
Published by the Warren Commission, your Warren Commission.
Okay. I got this